Former Whiting Mayor Joseph Stahura admitted in court that he looted his campaign donations to gamble and for other personal uses over the last 5 years. The Times reports Stahura appeared late Wednesday morning before a U.S. District Court magistrate to formally plead guilty to charges of wire fraud and filing a false tax return. The charges, which were filed last month, could land Stahura in prison. They also end his long political career, which includes decades of public service as a Whiting City Councilman and mayor. During his time as Whiting mayor, Stahura coordinated the revitalization of the city's downtown retail district and lakeshore recreational area. The 64-year-old Whiting native told the court Wednesday he knew it was illegal to convert re-election campaign funds for his personal use, but did it repeatedly for 5 years, between 2014 and 2019. Stahura also admitted to filing a false 2018 federal income tax return that didn't account for the diverted money from his campaign account, as well as a false 2018 campaign finance disclosure report to the county that overstated his repayment of the money he took from his campaign fund. As part of the plea deal, Stahura agreed to waive his right to a jury trial. He also resigned last week as mayor as part of his deal with U.S. Attorney Thomas L. Kirsch II in exchange for Kirsch to recommend Stahura receive leniency. Kirsch is also opting not to charge Stahura's wife, Diane, with any involvement in misusing campaign money. If U.S. District Court Judge James T. Moody accepts Stahura's guilty plea and the plea deal, he will likely sentence Stahura in the first week of December. For Lakeshore Public Radio, I'm Sharon Jackson.